Roger. Go ahead and give us a time, and we'll set our clocks.
Okay, it's 188.34.5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. We're right on.
That's computer time and GET time, and emission time is right on.
Roger, we're following right along with you.
Apollo 10.
Go ahead, 10.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and call up B-41.
Okay, we'll be watching you.
This is Apollo Control, 188 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time, coming up on 10 minute mark to the burn. Mark, 10 minutes to ignition of mid-course correction burn number 7. Air ground still alive.
Houston Apollo 10, would you give us a hack at 5 minutes prior to the maneuver just so we can recheck our event time, over?
Roger, I understand you want a time hack just prior to the burn, is that a firm?
Give us 1 at 5 minutes. This event timer occasionally has been jumping numbers, over.
Roger, we'll give you a hack at 5 minutes. That'll be about a minute and a half, yeah.
Okay, Houston, we're showing 7 minutes, Mark. How's that sound?
Yeah, we're showing the same. That's confirmed. 7 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, we're proceeding here for a final trim.
Roger, 10. Pretty good shooting, isn't it?
Man, I mean to tell you.
So, Christopher C and company looks like they have a pretty good rifle scope there to shoot us back in this target. Over.
Roger. I guess all that mathematics really worked after all. Apollo 10, Houston, we have a few configuration items we'd like to point out.
Right. Okay, we'll wait.
Rotational hand controller, power direct, B-Megs, at one, rate two, over.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. Mark 30 seconds to ignition.
Residuals, you can read them, 0, minus 1, and a proceed.
Roger, we copy.
This is Apollo Control, mid-course correction burn number 7, scheduled for 7 seconds duration. I was actually burned out at 6.6 seconds.
system, Apollo 10. It's starting to get real cool in here. We'd like to go bypass on the suit circuit heat exchanger, over. And we can turn it on if it gets warm again, over.
Roger, 10, go ahead.
Bypass.
Hello, Houston. This is 10. Can you give me a short count and I'll cut off my S-band and see whether I can pick you up in VHF?
Stand by one, please. Apollo 10 Houston, we'll try a VHF voice check as soon as we get the sites configured, and you can go to left antenna, over.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Apollo 10 Houston, set up your VHF and S-band turned down. We're going to try the VHF check in a minute. Hello, Apollo 10 Houston on VHF through Guam. How do you copy, over? Apollo 10 Houston, how do you read, over? Apollo 10 Houston, we're back up on S-band. We weren't able to read you on VHF, over.
Roger, we heard some kind of transmissions there in the background, but we never gave you a call on VHF, over.
Roger, I asked for a radio check on VHF. Apparently we're not quite in range yet.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 10 now 24,469 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity now 12,794 feet per second. Still monitoring air ground live.
Apollo 10 Houston, all sites are monitoring VHF downlink. When you're ready, make a transmission and they'll see if we can pick you up.
Roger, Houston, this is Apollo 10 transmitting on VHF on the short count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, how do you read? Over.
Apollo 10 Houston, sites apparently aren't reading you yet on VHF. We recommend that you transmit simultaneous S-band and the VHF, and when the sites can read VHF, why, they'll let us know and we'll conduct a radio check, over.
Roger, that's what we're doing, over.
Okay, Houston, Apollo 10, we're all squared away and way ahead on the checklist. The next thing we're waiting for is just to read out of the command module RCS temps and service the primary evap and the logic check coming up, over.
Roger, and there's no significant change in the weather in the landing area. The altimeter is 2988 or plus 38 feet. And we have a splashdown computed time of 192.03. And sunrise will be 25 minutes later. Over.
Roger, 192.03, sunrise 25 minutes later. Thank you.
Roger, and you copy altimeter 2988.
Roger.
Hey, Jack, we don't have any place to set the altimeter, but thanks for the plus 38 feet.
Roger, plus 38. And 10, we're ready for your RCS stamps when you're ready to read them down.
Houston, here's the readings. Five Charlie is 5.0. Five Delta is 4.8. Six Alpha is 5.1. Six Bravo is 5.1. Six Charlie is 4.2. Six Delta is 4.9.
Roger, 10, we copy the temperatures, thank you.
At 45 minutes to EI to RRT time, could you give us a time hack, over?
Roger, you want a time hack at 45 minutes to EI?
That's a problem.
And your computer landing time precisely is now 192.0357. Apollo 10, Houston, light correction on your landing time is 192.02.57.
Roger, 192.02.57.
Buddy, you're going to get there. It doesn't really matter, does it? We could put you in a holding pattern for a minute there, maybe.
As long as our RET times are okay, we're in good shape.
Houston Apollo 10, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, wish you would relay on to Captain Cruz, the skipper of the Princeton, that the time there. At 192.03, we expect to be right on top of the 8 point and hope this big ship is close by, over.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, Roger, we'll pass the word on and you just holler meatball when you see it.
Will do.
This is Apollo Control. To recap that last exchange, predicted touchdown time and ground elapsed time, 192 hours, 2 minutes, 57 seconds. Back to live air ground.
Okay, Houston, our data up here shows no preheat.
Mark, 2 hours, 30 minutes to entry interface or a sensible atmosphere at 400,000 feet above the surface. Apollo 10 now 22,115 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity beginning to increase, air ground here.
I call about water flow valve will come on at 20 minutes.
Roger, 20 minutes.
And I'll leave it on for 3 and then to auto, is that correct?
That's affirmative, 10.
Okay, thank you.
Velocity now 13,399 feet per second, beginning to build up as they get back closer into Earth. Air ground still live.
Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like to have all heaters and fans off in the cryo tank. So we're.
Roger, heaters and fans coming off the cryo tank. They're all off.
Roger.
Houston, the VAP servicing is complete, and for the record, of course we had been there before, but I had gone to manual increase again on the valve.
Roger, we copy and manual increase.
And I know I've got the water flow on auto.
Roger, Gene. Picking it up.
Thank you, sir.
Apollo 10 Houston, go ahead.
Roger, Houston. We still have lots of propellant in our primary propellant tanks, but we want to know for the service module jettison if you want us to open the secondary propellants. Over.
Stand by one, please.
Roger.
Apollo 10 Houston, proceed as per the checklist. Over.
Roger, as per checklist.
Stand by, 1 follow 10. Okay, Apollo 10, we're ready to go with the jack, over.
Okay, the ELS logic is coming on.